everyone. Welcome to this D&D podcast. My name is Wolf, and with me today is...
Do you want us to say our names?
Yes.
We normally go down the list, but I forgot that we have two new players.
So we're gonna actually, you know, introduce themselves?
Oh, yeah,
that's awesome. You know what?
Great start, everyone. Everyone's going to die. let's just roll this awkward silence D20. It's 16. Wow. everyone takes 20 points of psychic damage. No, I'm kidding.
all right, well, gotta go to my character sheet.
Gonna start rolling death saves already.
Alright, my name is Wolf, and you've heard a couple other people. Now, let's have them introduce themselves.
I'm Marcel, and I'm the sorcerer. Whatever. Yeah.
I'm Uzu, your dragonborn barbarian.
I'm Teriyaki, your up-and-coming chef cleric. I know.
I'm sorry. So wait. Are you butchering animals to cook, or are you butchering people and cooking them?
Animals. Maybe a few people.
Okay.
Especially for goblins, yes.
Oh, I remember the name. It's Melchior. Whoops, sorry. Yeah, my character is Melchior.
Forgets their actual character's name for a solid second.
Well, dude, it's been a while. My mind's kind of forgetting. Plus, I just had recent oral surgery on my mouth. Tooth extraction. No. So, yeah.
See, you said oral, and my immediate thought was,
No! Enough to that!
Bad Wilmer. Bad. Sit.
Never!
Alright, Keely, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself.
Okay, I'm fighting with my laptop. I'm also known as Yes.
Yes. What's your name?
All right.
Yes.
I'm a half frost giant barbarian.
Uh-oh, DM's dying. Oh, God. Someone roll a d20.
I wish my name was not now.
Yes and not.
We just have a group called, like, yes, maybe, nah, sometimes.
What?
Sometimes. Who, what, where, when, why, how? Our seven kids.
No, just what?
Yeah.
Or who?
What's your name? What?
What? Why as well?
No, what's your name? What?
Who?
What? Who's on first base?
God dang it.
So, off the rails we go! Woo!
We're so fucking stupid.
Are we on the introduction?
Are we still working off our food comas from Thanksgiving? Is that what this is?
Thank you for dating our content.
I never said which.
I never said
what part of the world we're from, though. I mean, for all they know, we're from Canada. Hey.
Damn it! Damn Canadians, so, way in Canada.
Problem with that. My ex-fiance was Canada. They know what Thanksgiving is, but they don't celebrate it.
Oh, yeah.
Your ex-fiance was the entire nation of Canada.
Bro!
No, she was from Canada.
Wait, isn't somebody me do pasta?
There it goes. There it goes. All right.
This feels more useful than my history class and learning new stuff.
Blame Canada.
Why do I bother? Why do I bother?
You're the one who said your wife's Canada. Your ex is Canada.
I meant she was Canadian, but I left out some syllables.
I saw her over the lake. That's all the trees on her land side. Over the Great Erie. Sorry, Toronto.
You know what? Okay. You know what? That would make you having the biggest pansexual relationship in history, because you not only had an entire nation, you had the natives of Canada, you had the soil of Canada, the wildlife.
Okay,
and the
I'm going to put flora. A kibosh on this right now before we continue with this battle.
You fucked the beaver, bro.
Shut up. We are cutting that.
The flags of Canada.
You also got the fuck a wolf. You got the fuck a wolf. You got the fuck a wolf. That's what you wanted in life.
I mean,
all the pansexuals known in history are going to be super jealous of you right now.
Man, bro. At least you didn't go for Russia. She's thick, man.
Stop. Cease and desist. Everyone.
And so, this goes in the bloopers.
So we left off where you guys have killed the High Priestess of Lolith, Champion of Lolith. So you guys got your loot, and you guys all found a ring of invisibility. And
with everyone except me, one wants the thing, because if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, also the Wolfdini and Rita and Narmo. God, I forgot his name for a second. They don't want anything to do with it.
Don't trust it.
So a fight actually breaks out almost immediately between the fighter and the bard. Bard runs the fighter through with his rapier almost immediately. And in that very moment, an arrow thuds in front of you guys before this fight can go any further. Never mind.
God damn it.
So this arrow lands right in the center of the ring, and you guys all see Narmo standing there with his bow out. Everyone who, excuse me, Wilmer, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Hey,
just
Dad.
Don't buff it.
Oh, fuck. You can't tell me not to fail it, okay? Let's see. 13.
Perfect. It was a 5. You're done. You're fine.
Okay, we're good.
That arrow and seeing a fighter just get skewered to death has sobered you up.
Wait, did you just kill off Mike? Oh, God.
Took you a moment.
Wait,
fucking fire.
Awesome.
With this commotion, the king, who is unconscious on the ground in this destroyed city, wakes up and he's rubbing his head and he looks around in horror.
Someone's
so the night
awake.
10 years ago wasn't a nightmare after all.
10 years ago? What are you talking about?
The king continues to rub his head as he stands up. 10 years ago, a drow army of 10,000 came down on this city, and they took it by force. Our city was considered neutral ground, so that armies could buy ships. But it seems the drow used this, along with a silver dragon. Just then, he actually notices the silver dragon. And he... Remember, you remove the collar from the silver dragon. Everyone still with me still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he turns around to just bolt.
It's okay. Things safe. It the dragon's safe.
My associates meant to say that the dragon, the silver dragon over there, was under control of someone else with the collar. We removed that collar. Now the dragon is pacified for the most part.
The silver dragon uses its polymorph and shape shifts back into her human form. You all recognize her, Rachel the Wizard. White and whatnot. And she comes over to the king and goes, I'm sorry for the part that I played in this. The king then comes up to you guys and goes, even though this was once neutral ground, I think it's fitting that this be the start for the Wolf Kingdom.
Excuse me, what?
Said the Wolf Kingdom. Which means he now claim this area for whatever reason. You know?
We own Narmo. We finally own land? Holy shit, we own land!
Well, not us, but the king and his sister.
So we own land! Our team owns land! Finally!
Narmo then points to four hooded figures behind you guys. One of them is really short, and the other one's really tall. You can tell one's female and one's male. And that on their armor is a mark of the spider. Would they like to introduce themselves right now?
I really hate spiders. So
backstory for
the,
you.
The crest is on my backpack where I can't see it.
Who says I need armor?
Or some kind of mark is branded on you that is a spider.
Just let it happen.
Okay. Oh my.
No, I have to picture that when I go to bed.
Just... Yeah, okay.
Nice new.
That's my new.
I mean, so you were being controlled by the drow mistress who has had you guys basically being abused, just to let you know.
Okay.
So, you guys were kingmakers of the spider. She's now laying dead on the ground.
Were we mind controlled before, or are...
You were not mind controlled, but so something that happened, and I should explain this, I'm sorry. There was a event where everyone is taken from their homelands, memories wiped, and they are put to fight for champions that they randomly drew lots for. You happened to end up on the spider side.
Okay.
So, you were branded the kingmakers of the spider. Your charge is now dead, but she also abused you, so it's kind of a good thing.
Knowing me, I actually, Teriyaki would not care.
Kinky.
Yeah.
Can I cut off this spider marking on me, or?
Perfect timing for, why don't you describe yourselves this, and then I'll continue on with what's going to happen next, which will affect the spider marking.
All right, Teriyaki, why don't you start?
Name. It's a good name. It's a good name.
I'm hungry now.
Yes, good, because my guy is a big old chef. He carries on pots and pans, all types of cooking utensils on his person. However, he's not the strongest, so he generally has someone carry a lot of his stuff for him. And later, when he learns necromantic spells, he'll have other hands. But he's a very short gnome. He has very dark brown hair, and just all around, he looks like he was like pulled out from rock. Obviously, the tint is like teriyaki, as you can tell. Other than that, he has some graying hair, as he's kind of an old man. Oh, yeah, and he's a rock gnome. and he stands beside a very tall-looking figure.
All right, and this one is yes?
Yes, she is 11 feet, 4 inches tall. She has deep blue skin with soft blue hair and icy blue eyes. She's rather big and has some holy thick thighs that are perfect for Snoo Snoo. With her, she carries a battle axe and doesn't appear to be wearing armor or much armor at all.
At this point, the heavens open up and it starts to rain. And two portals open up. One, a drider looking female walks out of it. Those of you who were at the start recognize her right away.
You're the one who denied me marriage.
Should you be really saying that in front of your,
Rita gives you death glares.
It's true. Okay, you know, it's true. She did deny marriage.
Excuse me.
But since she did, you know, we met, you know, okay, so like, it's all good. Me and you met. Now we're lovers and everything's okay.
From the other portal walks a female tiefling. And those of you from the beginning also recognize her as Ren.
Bitch!
Oh no.
And yes. I don't know if it's just me, yes, but these old chaps look a little strange.
Well, I do agree with you.
Let's introduce ourselves to them later.
Do you want to cut the portals now?
Nah. I'm interested in seeing what's happening.
Sure, let's stand back and watch.
So, Lolith is the first to speak. And, she points at, the four hooded figures, including Yes and, Teriyaki. And she speaks with kind of this hiss in her voice. You fail to protect. You shall die for this. At this point, there is a third portal that opens up.
Uh-oh.
And this one comes from behind you guys, behind Yes and Teriyaki. And stepping forward is first are two wolves that walk out, celestial wolves. Followed by a woman of red hair, or not red hair, elvish features, black hair, and with a red hood. And she comes up and she touches both of the symbols on you guys. And she looks up almost with this satisfied smirk of, I've won. How? Both of your symbols turn into a wolf.
What the?
I do not consent to this.
Me neither.
Consent to this.
You listen here, you little shits. That's our god, and you better respect her.
I only
what's
respect
a non-believer.
I only respect those.
Thank
who
you.
Like my cooking.
Narmo then says, "So you would rather die?"
Definitely. If you don't like my cooking, I don't follow you.
I mean, she's I'd rather take my chances.
I mean, this cook. Is a god who, or an evil goddess who wishes to kill you.
Yeah, and?
Teriyaki pulls out a bowl of rice. Eat, or I don't join.
She eats it, and then she gives, she eats several bites, and then gives it to her wolves as well.
Okay, I walk up and then show the symbol. Okay, I'm good.
Wait, so you're just going to accept her just like that, Teriyaki?
Hell yeah.
After everything we've been through, you're going to accept her just like that?
Yeah, that old, okay, that old spider didn't eat a single piece of my food.
I walk up to him. Can I have some of that too, or
oh yeah, of course. I got five other bowls.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I'll join.
Lolith looks extremely angry.
Hey, the cooking's good.
I'm gonna make a face at Lolith.
That's fine. And by the way, something you also notice, yes, your character, is all the other adventurers. You notice that they all have that same symbol that your symbol has just been changed to.
The wolf symbol.
So we all got puppy wolves. We got puppy symbols now. Cool.
Wait. Yeah. I have one. Wait a second.
Yeah, your armor has it.
Could
you put that closer to my thigh? Kind of like a cutie mark from a popular show.
Wolf shrugs and then does it.
Wait,
you
we
see
were
the
allowed
mark just move.
I noticed something bad, but I won't mention it.
We're allowed to request this? Wait, what? Every time it's been on our ears, like every single one of us. Why haven't we gone? Wait, what?
It's not on mine.
Oh,
it's not on me.
I'm picturing it on like the on my hand.
So. What the fuck? We were allowed to.
Are you wearing gauntlets?
Maybe. I don't think so, though.
Because it's on your pack, it can't move from flesh to that.
No. Yeah, it would be on the flesh, just like on like the hand.
Okay. Your branding has moved to your hand, and it's now a wolf instead of a spider.
Wait, so I can have mine on my back?
Yours is on your equipment.
Oh, come on.
Narma goes, we can start a fire and make one and brand you with it.
That's fine with me, okay? Like,
the something, though, yes, roll me a perception check.
That's going to be a 14.
Okay. You notice this full elf who has been speaking, who has a wolf mark on his forehead. He's giving you these looks of like, she's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I really think he looks constipated.
Can I make a check to notice this?
I have a few laxatives in my food if you want it.
Yeah. yes, go ahead. So, by the way, you're at disadvantage because you're still looking at Rita.
Okay. Why am I at disadvantage for looking at her?
Oh, excuse me. I thought that was Wilmer for some odd reason.
No, it was me. It was me asking.
Okay, yeah. That's so for that check, it's a disadvantage.
Okay.
Okay, that was a 17.
Oh, yes, a 3.
You notice nothing.
You notice
everything seems normal.
Everything's casual.
Oh, actually, no. The very first, you finally notice that the whole city that you're in is destroyed. Ah, you just noticed that now.
Wait.
I also just noticed a few
other
things.
Wait, didn't we rebuild that? What the fuck?
No, you haven't rebuilt it yet.
Oh, right. I thought we had.
So
no, you.
I'm already pissed. My kitchen got destroyed.
Oh, your kitchen.
Yeah, you never had a kitchen, honestly. Here, at least.
Oh, no, it wasn't a good kitchen. It was in like a closet.
Yeah. Anyways. So.
We had to share that closet too, teriyaki.
It was bad. Okay, it. I know. I don't. Like,
anyways. all right, getting back on track. Wilmer, you do notice this. You notice that he clearly thinks she's the most beautiful thing possible.
All right, so I'm gonna walk up to him and just go like, so, you finally found someone, huh?
He breaks off with that and goes, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Narmo, listen here, okay? I know that look, okay? I know what you want. I'm not going to make fun of you for it, because that's, I'm happy for you.
His, Rita, the tiefling paladin, comes up and she puts her arms around both of you and goes, what you talking about?
Narmo's got a little crush on someone.
She starts glaring death daggers at him and you.
Why are you staring at me? I didn't do anything.
He's not allowed to date.
What? Why?
Because I said so.
What?
Nope.
Why?
Because. Anyways, we have a bigger problem. Actually, everyone make me a perception check.
Okay. Do I have disadvantage again?
No.
Okay. I mean, I know I have old eyes.
That's a 9 on my cool. end.
Perception. Where is that again?
9 it for me. Is.
I got a 10. Wow, that's rare.
The walls are rather clean for a destroyed city.
I got 12.
Okay. So Teriyaki and the Marcel, your character. Melchior. I'm sorry, my brain just decided. You notice someone who was there earlier isn't there.
Wait a second.
Someone who was very key in creation and your escape from prison.
Jimmy?
He was dressed as a jester, and he's just gone.
Oh,
well,
Jimbo.
Dini's just gone. Just, and he says,
excuse
loud,
me, what?
Like, Wolf Dini's now disappeared.
Ren, what the fuck? Hearing that name, turns, staring daggers.
Who's she looking
and
at?
She's looking at who just said Wolf Dini.
Oh, okay.
Me.
Yeah. And that's when you guys all hear a dagger from behind her drop into the ground. Like it's a loud, audible clang. As you look...
You dropped something.
It was dropped by a human male who is now in leather pants... barefoot, holding a pair of combat boots, clearly from the drow soldiers that have all just been slaughtered here, completely shirtless, long hair with a ponytail, and completely ripped. You do recognize his face, however, the people who know. This is Wolf Dini.
Dini, what are you doing? Are you looting? With the...
I had to get out of that jester's outfit. It's uncomfortable.
Do you want some help? We can, like, I want to.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
How
I think
much
he
can Dini do bench?
Probably like 9 teriyakis.
I'm going to say 4 teriyakis. That's how many he can bench. You are now a weight.
That's sad.
Whoever goes down,
that's not much at all. I bench 400 teriyakis.
That's more respectable.
Besides this point, Ren turns around and just stares at him. You can now feel the intent to kill.
I immediately get in front of Wolf Dini, but like I'm like facing him. I'm just like, do you fucking know her?
Yeah, I do know her. In fact, so did some other people. And you guys hear another dagger fall.
I have a question.
Yes.
You keep dropping this goddamn dagger. Damn.
Do me and Yes know the Drow people since we were like part of the Spider Clan?
You didn't know them by name, but you knew them as okay. kind of your tormentors.
Oh, tormentors. Okay, not coworkers. Okay.
Yeah. That they used you as a tool. You weren't so much coworkers.
Yeah, I know. I had to make like 50 bowls of just.
So it would be perfectly okay if Teriyaki and I just started attacking the drow people, or no?
Well, they're all dead.
Well, wait, obviously not all, but...
Yeah.
Wait, well, isn't some of the army that helped us originally get that fortress, wasn't they drow?
Some of them were drow, yes.
Yeah.
So probably best not to be attacking drow on certain drow on site. Some of them are also goblins, too.
I'm not attacking anyone with my negative three strength, trust me.
We should probably go get them. That reminds me.
they're just waiting
across a river right now or something.
As you guys turn to see where this other Jaeger has been dropped, you guys see the thief trainer. He's standing there. And again, you hear another Jaeger drop. This one is dropped. Oh, dear God, I forgot her name. Your elf handler. Jess? Was that her name?
Yes, it was Jess. Her name.
Jess, yeah.
Okay, how many people are looting these bodies?
How many people are dropping goddamn daggers? There were five fucking.
So, that.
Goddamn daggers in your holsters, you stupid assholes.
Jesus. I mean, I haven't even gotten a chance to start looting these bodies.
They're not looting these bodies. There's actually a thing that's happening here that you guys are about to see. And Ren starts to back up. She's like, I will not accept this challenge. So she's backing up to the portal. She backs up into this half-orc. He's huge, and he's got a lute on his back.
Ooh, how much does he bench?
I don't know. What's his strength? One teriyaki. That's his strength modifier. Equipment.
That's weak.
Well, he's a bard. He's a bard.
Fucking weak. Weak.
We can use him as a freaking cannon fodder. Just push him in front of an impounding attack. That's all you need. Meat shield.
There's next to him, there is another female tiefling, but she is laying on like floating books. And she looks very disinterested in everything. But she's also giving this kind of like death glare at Ren. Oh, by the way, she's also butt naked.
I'm a booby type of girl.
Seems like my type of friend.
she's floating on this on books, and she's just kind of like laying there on them.
I took a
She's on her stomach. Somehow Rita smacks you in the head for that.
I'm just trying to read the words on a paper, okay?
So Ren backs up, and the bard pulls out a dagger and drops it in the ground as well.
Mother, okay, enough dropping the dagger, please.
I think we should leave while they all fight.
Yep. Some of these friends of this, and Wolfdini enters the center of the square. And he's like, the challenge has been thrown down, and you are not allowed to leave this square.
Wait, what?
He's not talking to you guys, he's talking to Ren.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm thinking we should leave Teriyaki.
I don't know, kind of set up a soup kitchen for anyone who's hungry and just wants to maybe make a few popcorn. For anyone who wants to watch.
Set it up on the stairwell at least. Did, that did way people soup? Can like line up and still watch.
I'm going.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Did you say soup?
Yeah.
While you guys are saying this, there is a flash of movement that comes from Wilthini, and you then hear a sickening crunch. Like it is a satisfying crunching sound.
I hear bone snapping.
chicken wings.
And and you just, as you look, you follow the movement, and Wolfdini has got Ren by the neck and head and has twisted her head 180 degrees.
Jesus Christ.
I just felt
Wait, isn't this the god that we just swirled our loyalty to? That
nope.
he just snapped?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
This is Ren, a tiefling who you'll find out here in a moment. And he just kind of unceremoniously drops her body.
So I guess that means that whoever had a crush can start crushing again.
One last ball I have to make, then.
You see Wolfa, the god that you've just sworn loyalty to, looking at Lolith, and Lolith just backs away into her portal and lets it close behind her.
Wait, what just happened? Did another god just back up because of this?
Free love now exists in this realm. Huzzah!
So, something that happened that, so Wolfdini then turns to you guys and goes, I'm sorry about this. Each and every one of us was once an adventurer just like you guys.
He took an arrow to the knee.
We had no such thing as an arrow to the knee. We are kingmakers who won. And each of us made a mistake. Our one wish was to have our memories back. We were then forced into training or some kind of
Wait. You got your memory back.
That really sucks. You were forced into doing something you didn't want to do.
Wait, did they give you some kind of strange crystal thing that gave you back your memories? Perchance?
The thief trainer silently walks up and puts his hand on your shoulder and he goes, yes, exactly.
Ha! Huh.
So,
Wait,
each one of us...
what are you talking about?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
It's a crystal that, or stone, rather, that holds every kingmaker's memories. If you break into the Arcanum, you could get those, but that's nearly an impenetrable fortress.
It would seem like a memory overflow for anyone who even used it.
That's something to be said the least.
Yeah, it sounds like a pain in the ass to me.
The teeth.
I'm pretty sure there's some memories or sights no one would want to revisit.
The tiefling kind of, she's very quiet, and she kind of goes, well, we had, because of this, we were trapped to train. Each of us are from different generations of winning, and this has tormented us long enough, and Ren was once our companion at arms, but she betrayed us, and now look at where she is, dead.
Is that a threat?
She looks at you just like very bored. Why would I threaten you? I don't even know you. The bard then speaks up and goes, he points to the portal that Ren came out of, and he throws a book to you, Malthior, and goes, this is the book to the portal to your barracks. You'll be able to return to it whenever you want.
I pick it up. I inspect it, the outside of it.
It's a black book. No writing on it, nothing.
Wait. Is there possibly a way you could write your enemy's name on it and then they die instantly? Yeah. I've heard about those.
No, that is not book. That book, as soon as you open it, opens up a portal.
Exists? Wait, go back to the death book? That sounds like a fun book.
Yeah.
Where do we find a book like that?
Not on this plane.
Wolfie's so tired of our metagaming.
Just like, I don't know how to punish it, so I'm just like, okay.
It doesn't exist.
This is the fifth time we've hardcore metagamed in this freaking series. He's just done.
Yes. Yes. Jess, the half-orc, the tiefling, and the thief trainer all go to the enter the portal, and turning around too is the tiefling goes, "By the way, my name is Lilith, and I sense you have a book that I want, or object that I want."
Who is she talking to?
She's talking to Malkior.
Okay. He quickly hides the book behind him. He's like, nope, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have the other book? The ones that we got from the castle?
That's what I'm speaking of. I am the sorcerer trainer.
Hmm.
Wait, so I point at the half-orc, are you the bard trainer?
He pulls out his lute and plays a strum and goes, yes, I am.
Nice!
Somebody quick, give me a tomato!
He's got no lift.
I'm gonna go
Music is not a lift, but it's still good.
I'm gonna go into, like, our sacks that we carry and, like, pull out, like, the book and the drow songs.
I pull out my frying pan. I am the chef trainer.
Son of a bitch.
You're struck by lightning for let's see here. 6 points of damage.
God. Oh, did I just take 6 points of damage?
Yeah, I think you just did.
I need 4 more years with me and I would be able to cook almost as good as him.
I didn't say 66, I said 6 damage.
No, that's still like a fourth of my health.
Yeah. I rolled that to determine what happened.
I think Wolfie found a way to punish.
I should hide in the shadows now.
I'm going to say oopsies on that one. I'm going to say oopsies on that one.
I'm going to just hide behind yes.
My guy looked at that.
Considering that it came from above?
No, like afterwards. I'm going to hide.
Just hide under yes.
Yeah.
He's 11 feet tall, I'm 3 feet. It'll work.
It's all win for you guys in the end.
My guy just shook his head at this whole thing, just like.
The half orc comes over and goes, "I'm Dob, thank you," and he takes the books, and he hands the one Lilith wants, and then walks through the portal, and the portal snaps shut.
Huh.
Well, those were some pretty interesting fellows.
They got no lift.
I don't trust them.
So, you want a bench competition?
The orc god?
At this point, oh wait, no, Wolfdini shouldn't have went in there. What am I talking about? Wolfdini stays with you guys. So at this time, your ranger, what was his, Arconis, because the player isn't here, let's see here. Okay, he fails that. Cool. You guys, all of a sudden, see this like ninja pop up in front of Arconis and is taking a slash at him with a sword. Before that could happen, two arrows thud into him.
The fuck?
As you guys follow where the arrows came from, you come to find that there is a goblin and a drow ranger with the mark of the wolf from your guys' army there who have just killed this ninja.
Okay.
Hey, Teriyaki.
Too bad it wasn't a pirate. Oh, yes, that's true.
You all made it.
Hey, food.
Where's the rest of you?
The army kind of pops up from all around you in cover, and soldiers just come swarming in.
Good thing I'm not with the spiders.
I just go around and greet everyone, making sure everything's all good.
They all start lifting you guys up and celebrating that you guys won this fight.
Yeah,
I'm very impressed that they can lift up a half giant to begin with.
I got backed away.
Well, you're big enough. There's going to be like 500. Make me a constitution.
What, me?
Yes.
Me? Okay. Oh no! Wait, no. Oh wait, Marcel.
No.
Yeah. I was just making sure. Walking away from these people, I'm like, no thanks. I don't want to be carried. No thanks.
They pick you up anyways.
Oh, I got 19 though. I got 19 and like constitution.
Yes, picks you up.
Damn it.
They rolled the nat 20. They pick you up and they drag you to the castle celebrating. You guys are on their shoulders.
Hey, Teriyaki,
are you cooking for these people too?
You can put me down. I can walk, please. Thank you.
They don't hear your pleas of that and they continue.
Teriyaki, you want help in the kitchen with all of this?
You're cooking for all these people too, right, Teriyaki?
I think we broke him.
So this army of like 10,000 of every race, including drows and goblins, kind of carry you guys. No, 1,000. 10,000. What am I talking about? They carry you guys to the castle, and Narmo then sends several of them to run down to the dungeons and set all the citizens free. And
I could have done that.
If you don't mind me asking, what just happened, by the way?
We're being carried, Teriyaki. You cooking for all these people too?
Yeah. You get down. There's people.
So, I'm pretty sure the gods just smited my internet for a few seconds.
The gods are serious, bud.
You know what? You know what, Teriyaki? They're just jealous of your cooking skills. They cannot appreciate a true god chef.
True. I'm the chef trainer.
You take another 7 points of damage from being hit by lightning.
Oh no!
You just downed him. I'm the one who's browsing, and you downed the wrong person.
Down to half health.
Nice knowing you.
Oh no!
Yes, should no longer speak now.
I immediately chuck a health potion at him.
Roll a d20. I'm curious of how many people you just hit with that smiting lightning bolt.
They've 11. Already set you guys down.
I just can't wait for Wilmer to kill me with a health potion bonking off my head.
So you throw this health potion at him. Roll me a d4.
Okay. Dexterity, my favorite stat. Ooh, 16 actually.
That's a 4, by the way.
Oh, it's a 4?
You take 4 points of damage to the back of the head. Because he didn't say, hey, cat, she just chucked the health potion at you.
Sorry.
Does the bottle breaking at least heal 4 hit points?
Does the bottle break? This is the question.
Oh, God.
The bottle got a nat 20 on survival.
Oh.
So the bottle does not break. It bounces off your head, falls to the ground, and just sits there.
Someone like steps on it, it's still just there.
Okay,
why don't you just pick that up?
We're gonna try this again, Teriyaki. Okay, you're ready? I'm gonna throw 2 at you. You have to catch them.
No, you stay away. I'm scared of you.
No, you have to catch them.
I'm just sitting on Yes's shoulder.
You gotta catch these 2. I'm chucking 2 of them at you. You gotta catch.
No.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Narmo and Rita grab both of your hands to stop you.
I put a frying pan over my head.
Yes, is shielding Teriyaki in her hands. Like she's got him clutched in her hands, so he's protected.
How much is Q heal for? Okay.
And
I will do some research. I will be back.
So with that, that ends session. So I'm going to stop the recording here.